this second Snoop Dogg album was very good. It was a tumultuous time for Death Row. You know, it's kind of like after Dr. Dre kind of left Death Row, and not that the production on this album is necessarily bad, but I don't know. It just doesn't feel. I don't know. Like I think a lot of these tracks are not very good, just point blank. But on top of that, like even the tracks that are good, like none of it feels vital. I can't even listen to the whole song.
Jemima hoes, historic horse shit. Girls from long time ago, stagecoach with the horse kid. Witch doctors, good old pickpockets, sip moonshine, so-called coonshines and darkies. I love y'all. Pyramids to cotton fields to Wrigley fields. Forgotten men who did get killed. Christmas addicts, the first plastic piece of the rich lady purse snatcher shot in the back. I know you hung a kid. I know they hung your dad. Burnt your mama crib. I know that hurt your bad. Minstrel shows from gold to shackles and back to gold. We act like we home. Matter of fact, we are home. Bad attitudes, octoroon skin tones. Slave food turned to soul food. Collars and neck bones. Bessie Rose sold the first American flag. Bessie had a nigga with her to help her old.
As James Baldwin says, you can only be destroyed by believing that you really are what the white world considers a nigger.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
The night they show hate crimes. Gave a bud time cause he fought with his canine. Bestiality, humane society. Go to China, see how they dine. See what they eat. Better yet, ask better whoever. Which animal makes sway? If not persuade, would you have survived the dark ages? Cannibal ways of the ancient Caucasians. Stay like you stay Tartar. Pinot Noir, David Starr on the chain of Sammy Davis. He helped pave the way for Southern crankers and the Harlem shakers. Now they're getting our papers. They try to censor the words to stop my money coming, but you can't escape.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
By my phone when set on random lately. Like, you need a little more Uncle Luke. Like, I don't know that I do.
Yeah. music comes from within our souls. Take your full hand, complete control. Creative energy to start the flow. Steady climbing to a new plateau. DJ BB, master of the beat. Jazzy JR, Chili C. Innovation, best funky fresh. We are known as DEF.
BBC Home Service presents
Rhonda Hobbs.
Then it drops. Then it drops. Last name ever, first name greatest. Like a sprained ankle, boy, ain't nothing to play with. Started off local.
Of a West Coast G.
Look at you.
Oh, this fucking truck is not moving at all.
The same the cathedrals or regal royals boil. I sleep with paralegals and tongue kiss lawyers and cops. 5 pounds of chocolate off the block that I pump with the knocks. My clan's wild cannibal move, and my man is shooting loudly. Your cold Christmas red like the Santa suit. My banana head tons, propaganda pumps. Even buried on the Staten Island dump. Tap the mic on the floor, chain to the mighty door. 2 blades in my arm, look like the God of War. A song in my heart, yeah, I like it raw. Worms in the apple, I'ma bite it to the core. This attempt used to call me Prince Dynamite. Cause when I blew up the set, you couldn't find a mic. Leave your ass in the dark, you can't find the light. You've been wrong so long, you can't find the right. Way to speak, I spent a day on the beast, then a day on the paper, then a day on the beach. Then the night in the seats with fine wizards, down wizards. Who don't waste time, they get straight down to business. Zigzag, make your girl catch a whiplash. Try to look, but she's seen the guard zip past. Money stack high up like a skyscraper. Fly shorties getting stuck to my fly paper. Now we march to the monument. You see the 7 and the star on the omelet. Don't allow negative in my circumference. You can't understand, son, you incompetent. The PSP, what you fuck for $1 million? Keep the steel concealed in the wheel of trucks. Shock one, put the rhinestone on the rims. Simple King, put the rhinestones on his Timbs. We live this life each and every day. We all trying to make it a better way. If you miss the words that I say, hit pause, record it. I'm backed by beautiful strong winds. Bless all to the earth and all the kids. Long live the God divine and big free. Young season, great king.
if you want a coke, I can tell you it's nice. It gives you a lot of pleasure. Do you know the feeling when you fuck on cocaine?
It's like being stuck in a tunnel to me.
Do you know the feeling when you fuck on cocaine?
It's a personal question. I don't even know you, lady.
Let me tell you.
Okay, yeah, I fine. Tell me.
Oh, yeah.
It's not. Okay.
This is how it feels to fuck on cocaine.
Oh, God. No, thank you.
you know, I listen to New Jersey 101.5, which is the Jersey station, and it's just, it's got a weird feel to it. It's got the one thing that the station does have on it are these weird local commercials, like these kind of like New Jersey-specific commercials for New Jersey businesses. And there's one that, I mean, I if anybody's been listening to the station for the last week, you have to have heard this commercial, which I actually managed to get to tape, and I gotta play it. I mean, if you have not heard this, it's just weird. So we're just gonna take a listen, and you tell me. I mean, if you've probably heard it, if you listen to the station.
Simmons of KISS, America's number one gold record award-winning group. I'm pleased to announce the grand opening of Gene Simmons Toyota, located at 1235 Muffler Row in Newbridge, New Jersey. Gene Simmons Toyota is in the midst of its Toyota-con, and our prices are so good we want to shout it out loud. You know, many women call me Dr. Love, but you'll be calling me Dr. Deals when you come down to Gene Simmons Toyota and test drive the stylish all-new Black Diamond Solara. Baby wants a rocket ride? Well, get ready to call out the firehouse, because she'll be hotter than hell when she checks out the biggest truck we've ever built, the all-new Tundra Double Cab. Got great expectations for an affordable mid-range car? At Gene Simmons Toyota, we've got excellent value and rock-bottom prices on Toyota's other quality vehicles like Camry, 4Runner, Corolla, and Tacoma. So come on down to Gene Simmons Toyota. After all,
you got nothing to lose.
I mean, has anybody heard that commercial? Unbelievable. And it's like a put-on or something. I guess it's 9:15. It's probably a little late, but around this time of year, somebody's got to be at that dealership. I have to call this and just find out what the story is. Let's see if we get them.
You wanted the best, you got the best. The hottest car dealership in Newbridge, Gene Simmons Toyota. This is Chet. How can I help you?
Wow. I heard your radio commercial. So there is a Gene Simmons Toyota?
Of course there is. What's your name, son?
My name's Tom.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you tonight?
What can I interest you in?
Well, I just was interested in some information about...
Solara?
About what?
A Solara or a Camry?
Actually, more about the dealership. It was kind of interesting to me. Gene Simmons Toyota.
That's right.
And how long have you guys been there?
We opened on December 16th.
So Gene Simmons, so what is your name again?
Chet Thompson.
Okay, and Chet, you've been working there for just,
Well, I'm the co-owner here.
Okay.
Along with my partner, Gene Simmons.
Okay. Oh, so you're in business with Gene.
Exactly. He's the co-owner.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
I should tell you that we are in the middle of, like the ad said, in the middle of our Toyota-thon.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of not in the market for a new car right now, but...
What are you driving right now?
Right now?
Yes.
A Hyundai Elantra.
A Hyundai?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't know they were still in business.
Yeah, they are. It's a good car.
Okay. I swear by the double cab. I've got one of them in cherry.
Okay.
And if I can say, I hope you won't take offense to this, it takes a dump on the Hyundai.
Okay. I guess that's your opinion, but...
So what can I do you for?
I was just interested in the dealership. I mean, you guys are a week old, and Gene Simmons... That's kind of exciting.
The God of Thunder, yes.
Yeah. So how did he get into the car business?
Well, you know, I met Gene at the Meadowlands back on the Hot in the Shade tour, which was a non-makeup era show.
Sure, absolutely.
I believe it was 88, I think. And I was working for the promoter at the time, and Gene and I got to talking, and we both just kind of hit it off. We had very similar lifestyles and outlooks. And
okay.
You know, we kept in touch over the years. And in the mid-90s, I had a video store that was pretty successful that was actually taken away from me.
Taken away from you?
Yeah.
Why was it taken away from you?
Well, you know, it was a franchise. You know, it was a big-name chain. I don't want to say the name.
Okay.
I'm actually legally precluded from saying the name. Anyway, the regional rep there, he said I was stealing dirty videos and selling them to high school kids at their homes after school.
So you were accused of taking dirty videos from work?
From the store, yeah.
From the store.
Yes.
And selling them to high school kids?
At their homes. After school.
At their homes. Were you doing that?
You know, Tom, I don't want to dredge up the past. This is a new era. This is Gene Simmons Toyota, and I'm a very big part of that.
Uh-huh.
You know, the past is the past, and that's one thing Gene always says. He says he has so many great phrases he throws around. One, of course, is she had an opening and I had a stiff proposition.
Uh-huh.
You know, he also says let the past be the past.
Sure. So you're into the wisdom of
of course. Anyway, you asked me how the whole thing started.
Yeah.
After the video business was taken away from me,
uh-huh.
I told Gene what had happened, and he called me and said, you know what, why don't you run a business for me? And luckily, my father-in-law has a Toyota dealership in Tribridge, and he put in a good word with the higher-ups at Toyota, and I told Gene about it, and Gene said, I will totally back this. Let's have you take the ball with this, and let there be Gene Simmons Toyota.
What is he like?
Oh, he's the greatest. You know, what can you say about him? He's very hands-on. He's here about 4 days a week when he's not on the road.
Really?
Yeah.
He's actually on the lot.
Exactly, he is.
That's surprising. I would have thought that it might be an investment, but not an actual job for him.
No, Gene, very much to his credit, is very competitive. And what helped him really kind of get into this whole operation was the fact that Rachel Bolan from Skid Row opened a Saturn dealership up in Northbridge back in May.
Okay.
So that really got...
Kind of got his competitive juices.
Exactly,
going.
Yes. He doesn't want to be outshined. Is it outshone or outshined?
Outshone, I would say.
Outshone. That sounds kind of unwieldy, though.
I think outshined is more unwieldy.
He doesn't want to be outshined. He doesn't want to be outshone. Yeah, I think you're right. He does not want to be, shown up, let's say that.
Yeah, okay.
He doesn't want to be shown up by anybody. So he went into full-on, you know, take-no-prisoners mode.
Okay.
At that point. And we, like you heard, the commercial.
Yeah, the radio commercial.
That's one of just five we have running until, I believe, January 7th.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's actually out there on the lot.
He has his own little office.
In the dealership.
Exactly, and he's on the lot quite often, and just between you and I, it does get to be a little too much sometimes.
What do you mean?
Well, like I said, he's very in tune with the ladies, the female customers.
Yeah.
And I have on several occasions heard him ask a female customer or the wife of a customer, say, why don't you in the ladies' room? That's something I need to show you.
Which is a kiss. It's a kiss song that he's actually
utilizing. He's living out.
Yeah, he's living out.
Yeah, so that can be kind of touchy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's weird. I guess I should say we're talking to Chet, who is co-owner of Gene Simmons Toyota in Newbridge. If you just opened, I guess, 10 days ago,
mm-hmm.
Was there a to-do with that?
Oh, of course there was. There was the Gene Simmons Toyota kickoff.
Uh-huh. And what was that like? Because I'm sure, I know KISS...
Where do you live? I'm sorry.
I live outside of Newbridge now.
Well, I can't believe you didn't hear about this. Let me say, I can't believe you didn't hear it. KISS actually played here.
KISS played it?
It was a KISS concert.
See,
yeah.
That I did not know.
Yeah.
There was an actual KISS concert in...
Oh, yes.
At the dealership. And how many people turned out for that?
We didn't really advertise it that much because we were just afraid that it would just be, 20,000 people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, There were probably about 15 to 2,000.
Wow! So yeah. that's really exciting. So you were there for that?
Oh, of course I was.
And you were like hanging out with Kiss and all that, the whole.
Oh, it was great. Yeah,
the whole nine yards.
Oh, it was great. Chopper was great, and Doug, they were great.
Who are Chopper and Doug?
The guys who played with Gene.
But they're not in Kiss, though.
More or less. I mean, you know, Kiss is bigger than everything and everybody. So, you know, these were the guys that played with Gene that day, yeah.
As Kiss.
Yeah.
So was Paul Stanley there?
Oh, E. Paul was great.
So you got to meet Paul Stanley.
No, E. Paul was great.
Who?
E. Paul.
E. Paul
Vandenham.
E. Paul. Like E. period?
Paul.
What's that last name?
Vandenham. I think it's like V-E-L-N-D-O-N-O-M.
Vandenham.
Vandenham, yeah. He was in a band, and I think Chopper was also in this band, a local band called the Gas Station Dogs.
But now they're in Kiss.
More or less, yeah.
Or at least as far as this performance went. So, what is Gene, you were telling me his salesmanship is kind of on the lewd side.
That's just Gene's personality. Uh-huh. I mean, he's very professional, though.
You know, sure.
I mean, he sold at least four Forerunners last week.
Really?
Yeah.
He's actually just, like, if I was just going in there as an average customer, mm-hmm. I would just see him as a salesman there.
Oh, of course you would. I mean,
just sitting behind the desk.
No, he would come out. You know how when you're at a car lot and you're kind of looking around and then you kind of, we call this the car salesman creep. You look out the corner of your eye.
Yeah.
You see me.
Yeah.
Or Gene.
And
he's kind of creeping up there.
Yeah.
You didn't see him a second ago.
But all of a sudden, he's out of
there.
Nowhere. Yeah.
He's there, yeah. And Gene, I got to say, Gene is the master of the creep.
Really? And so all of a sudden, I'd be on the lot looking,
yeah.
And then all of a sudden, boom, out of the corner, like 5
exactly.
feet away from me, all of a sudden.
Exactly. You're kicking the tires of a Camry.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh my God, that's the God of Thunder, isn't it?
And he would say to me.
He would say something like, well, are you with your wife or are you by yourself?
Let's just say I'm by myself.
Let's say you're with your wife.
Okay, let's say I'm with my wife.
Hello, what are you all about? What are you looking for?
Uh-huh.
He would say that. So it almost sounds like it's sort of a
like a sexual thing.
I wasn't going to say sexual. I was going to say like, kind of like a
seduction.
Like a spiritual.
Okay.
Sort of question. What are you looking for?
Okay.
You know, and of course Gene is the master of that, and, you know, Gene can give any woman anything she wants.
That's not exactly. People have a hard enough time on a car lot. They don't need somebody threatened by a rock star car salesman coming on to their wife.
Well, I mean, coming on is a drastic phrase. I would never use that.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, so Gene will just say, you know, what can I do for you? And he will often get the sale. And one of the great things about Gene Simmons' Toyota is that not only do you get the car, you get Gene Simmons' autograph on the hood of the car.
So he signs the hood, like how big?
Pretty big. Like, it covers the whole hood. Like, about, I guess about, each letter is about 3 feet high.
So you get a giant Gene Simmons autograph across the hood of your car.
Yeah, and I should say that, in all honesty, a lot of people aren't into that.
Uh-huh.
So we give Gene a pen to use that's not permanent ink.
Okay, so people don't have, it'll wash off.
Exactly.
So he doesn't know that people.
Well, I just hope he's not, I hope he's not listening into this conversation.
Uh-huh.
Gene, are you there? He's not, thank goodness.
So this is kind of exciting. Gene, congratulations to you, Chet.
Well, thank you. Congratulations to you on this new 4Runner you're buying.
I'm not going to buy a new 4Runner.
Oh, come on. You can always use one. Let's have that credit card. It's only $27,710. That's not including tax.
I'm not interested.
Come on.
No.
So that card is 4569-8901-356-2145. That's a Visa.
How did you get my credit card number?
We employ, you've heard of the voice recognition software.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we usually use that for stolen cars.
Uh-huh.
Stolen off our lot. But that software has other uses also. This is just one of them. You've been on the phone long enough that I could come up with your card number. Okay, so 3.9, 48 months. You want to do 48 months or do you want to do 36? 36,
I don't want to do
the monthly payments are a little more.
No, I understand
but,
how
you know,
that works.
It'll be done sooner.
I'm not going to do a 48-month term or a 36-month term. I'm not buying a new car.
So you basically want to destroy my son's whole Christmas.
How would I be destroying your son's Christmas?
Well, it's either I make this sale and my son gets a new Dell laptop, or I don't get the sale and my son gets a rag for Christmas.
So it's my, he gets a rag for Christmas.
Yeah. Thank you.
So basically, that's the gap there. It's either a rag, which last time I checked the prices of rags, mm-hmm. They were going, people throw them out. They don't even sell them.
Well, I've seen some that go for 2 cents.
Two cents.
Yeah, at Pep Boys.
So it's either a 2 cent rag mm-hmm. or a new laptop for your son.
It's in your hands.
Please, that's not your place to put that in my hands.
I'm running your card through right now.
You better not run my card through
running
right
through
now.
Through and approved. Thank you. Great.
I am going to cancel. Trust
little
me.
Little Reggie is getting that Dell. Reggie, you're getting a Dell.
Little Reggie is not getting a Dell, and you are going to take that off my credit card account.
I will not. I can't void any sale unless Gene gives the okay, and Gene, I think, tonight is in Toledo.
You can't void any sale.
Yep. He's I think he's on stage. It's 9:44. He's on stage right now.
I'm not buying.
They're probably launching into Black Diamond right now.
I'm going to be launching into... I don't even have anything to say with that, but you're not charging me with that.
It's done. It's done. I think you'll love it. Well, you know, I don't know what color you want. All that's left, all that's left is pink. Sorry.
Well, you know what?
This one only gets 16 highway MPG.
Okay.
Sorry.
So then I don't want it.
Well, it's yours.
It's not mine.
Oh, I hope you don't mind a little knock on the door and you open the door and who's there but the God of Thunder in full makeup. Saying, I want my money.
So Gene Simmons will actually show up.
He will. He will. He's the greatest repo man you've ever seen.
He actually does repo work.
He does. He does. We call him the enforcer.
Uh-huh. That charge is going to off.
Hey, you take it up with the bank.
Yeah, you better head on over to Pep Boys before they close. Do some rag shopping tonight.
Oh, I'll get a rag. You know where I'll stuff it?
Oh, let me guess. Yeah, you know what? You come near me, I'll smash your face in.
Really? Gene has one of his axe bases here, and I have been known to throw that thing around like it's nobody's business.
Yeah,
I'll take your head off.
Okay, how tall are you?
Pardon me?
How tall are you?
That's none of your business.
Yeah, how tall are you?
5'2".
5'2". Well, I'm going to smash you. I'll take that kiss.
How tall are you?
I'm 6'2".
Oh, jeez.
Thank you. I'll take that kiss base. And I'm going to smash it down your throat.
No, you're not, are you?
Sure. Take this thing off the credit card.
Hey, hold on. Okay, it's off.
Is it really off?
No. Later days. Merry Christmas.
Okay, all right. We gotta get over fast.
Here's a lesson on how to go from raw material to hit record.
Every spaceman knows you just gotta have space post. Even space girls know it. You get a big delight in every bite. Delicious, cream-filled space post taste out of this world. With luscious, creamy inside, soft cake outside, you get a big delight in every bite. Yes, smart spacemen always have plenty of good.
They gave his own show to Tad Ghostal. Any given second he could go mad postal. Stay waving that power band space cannon. And had the nerve to jump in the face. Erase Bannon and pumped out. Luckily he deaded it. And guess who the schmuck who's credited with editing it? Your man Motor on a cop out. Ain't have no other career choice. He dropped out. Since when the way outs included Zorak. Way back he used to rub his thorax and borax.
I'm not the one that sold him to it. If he won't admit it, I'm not gonna hold him to it. It's all love and no hate though. All that, the villain need to get his own late show. Do a monologue and jest with the guests. Mad Lib, switch the beat and walk him to the desk. With Danger holding down the control room. Later again, returning from commercial, I told you to him early. He's on BPT. Catch him on public access, free TV. And we're back live on the air with Brack. So Brack, how your man got a show that's so whack? And have you ever thought to work with Earl or Eggnoglin? Do you got enough oxygen from this toxic phlegm? Another sec, his neck would have got flames. Mouse switch the screen to some hot dames. Tonight's audience.
All right, I'm here at the office. I gotta go. Oh man, I got a good look at this food truck. Just stop here, just get something. I'll see you later. Have a good day.